Chazal tells Pesim Bechvada Shachsanya. Tonight there could be mamish, you know, kipshuto, kvoda shel achsanya. Because Chazal tells Hatorah cholzer shel achsanya shela. It's not out of pasuk. Ruche shel rosh loish mishu bi picha, ubi pizarcha, ubi zer zaracha. After three times Hatorah cholzer shel achsanya shela. This is the third Chanukah mesiba Barry is hosting. Right? That's it. And that's it. It means that it's Choseris every year. As what it says, Choseris. You know, from this point onwards, you're not allowed to not. So if you're in the Poconos, you have to come back, right? And you have to hold this mesiba, the Achsani Latara. But of course, it should help. It should be Makuya Mamish. That the Torah should always be in your Zara and the Zara Zaracha. The issue of Nes Pach HaShemen is a issue that the Chokrim, those who deal with Judaism from a historical point of view, have a very severe problem with. It's not mentioned in Sefer Yosefun. Right, it's not mentioned in Sefer HaMakabim. The truth is that the Megillas Tanis that does mention it does not mention it halachically in any context of why they were metaken Chanukah. I don't want to draw it out, but anyone could test me on the Makaris. Take a look at Megillas Tanis and it says, why were they metaken? Right, hollow, because of the Yeshua. Why did Metakin that it should be for 8 days? Because for 8 days they were renovating the Mizbeach, right? Because like we find in Sugis and Shas, Avnei Mizbeach Sheshiksum, Yavon, right? That the base marriage needed 8 days of renovations. That they were Osik in the renovations for 8 days to get it up to operational order, and that's why Chanukah is 8 days. Right, so the Nes Pach HaShemen really has nothing to do with it.
It wasn't a problem. They just damaged it.
They damaged it, right? The issue was to that they had chipped away at the mizbech and they chipped away at the kelim. They were also getting sealed in like in re repainting and replastering, right? For 8 days. And so since it was an 8-day process to get the base mesh operational again, so that's why it's 8 days. Yeah. So you could understand, first of all, from a historical point of view, that, from the Megillas Tanis, which is the earliest source that we have for, halachically, for the Nes of Chanukah, the Nes Pach HaShem is mentioned there, but it's not mentioned in any connection of why they were metakin the Chag of Chanukah, or why they instituted the din of Hallel, which interestingly enough, the Rambam, all the halachos of Hallel are in Hilchos Chanukah. Right, so the thing to understand is that the problem is that the Gemara opens up in Masechet Shabbos, my Chanukah, so Pirush Rashi over there, my Chanukah, Alezer Nes Tiknuha, right, for Nes today institute Chanukah, and we know that historically that's not the reason why they instituted Chanukah. And so much so that the Nes Pach HaShem did not make it into the history books. Right? But Rashi says, that's what Gemara is asking, my Chanukah. And we have to understand where the Gemara is coming from, because in Megillas Tanis that mentions the Nes Pach HaShem, and it's Mefurish not that way, that they were Osuk in Chanukah Samizbeach, like most sources, Chanukah Samizbeach. Not only that, like it says originally in the scriptures, Zos Chanukah Samizbeach B'yom Himashach also. Right, it was all Chanukah HaMizbeach. And that's where Yosefin also says it. In Chanukah HaMizbeach. Right? So what's with the Nes Pach HaShemen? Right? That's one aspect to be omitted on. Right? Now, where does the Nes Pach HaShemen fit into it all that the Gemara says? My Chanukah, that's connected. What it says in Megillas Tanis, that Ki'ilu, right, the whole Chanukah was Nitkan on the Nes Pach HaShemen.
It's strenuous to boot because
Tumahot Hutchet Betsiba.
So it didn't make a difference.
Okay. We'll talk about it. So now Rashi brings from Moshe Darshan, darshening up the significance of the what the Nesi'im brought for Chanukas on his Beach. Right? Which again, like we say in the most sure, Chanukas on his Beach, we have to understand where the Nes Pach Hashem fits into it. They were busy with renovating the Beis HaMikdash and renovating the Mizbeach with the Avdei Mizbeach, Sheshiksum Anche Yovan. But so Rashi over there brings from Moshe Darshan. Karas Kesef, Kamin Shmosav Shel Adam Arishan. He lived 970 years. 930, right. Which is Gematria Karas Kesef. Then 130 is how old he was when he had Chase.
Yes.
Right? How old he was a Chase. And then the next thing over there is the significance that Noach was 500 years old when he had Shem Chom and Yafes. Right? And 20 years earlier was Nigzar the Mabul. Right? And then after that is the Shivim Umos. And then finally, and then it starts talking about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Matan Torah. Ayin Shom, and what Rashi brings from Moshe Darshan, that the first half of what they brought, what we learn every day, first half of what he brought is all an allusion to all those Durs that were before Matan Torah, right? And which, how long Adam Rishon lived, and after we don't care how long they lived, how old they were when they had kids, right? And at 20 years before they had kids, Noach had kids, right? There was Gzeras HaMabul. What does that have to do with Chanukah Samishkan? The truth is, right, the whole verb, we have a special verb in Lashon HaKodesh, right, for education, chinuch, which is different than limud and to be melamed. And so it's a common verb, right, for teaching someone Torah, and for also inaugurating, like Chanukah Sabayis and Chanukah Samizbeach. And Rashi says this, Rashi points this out, on Vayerekes Chanichov Yelidei Beso, by Avram Avinu, that he alerted, that he gathered up, right, Chanichov, to go to war, to liberate Lot. So Rashi points out that, this verb of, Reishis Klitzalom L'mlachto Shu Osi Lamod Ba, the beginning of a person entering, whatever his destiny is, wherever he's going to stand in, is called Chinuch, like Chanukah Samizbeach, like Chanukah Samishkan, right? That's something which, it all sounds good, but we have to understand what it means, that, inauguration has something to do with education. Right? Lastly, the Lashon HaRambam is very, very difficult in Hilchos Chanukah. Anyone who's read the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, could see that, contrasting to Hilchos Megillah. So the Rambam opens up in Hilchos Megillah, Kriya Samagil Bizmana Mitzvah Medivrei Sofrim, and he says, to read Megillah at its time is, but we know that this Drabbanan was instituted by the Nevi'im. You contrast that with Hilchos Chanukah, right? And the Rambam talks about this story, first of all, the historical background of Chanukah, which he doesn't talk about by Purim, or he doesn't talk about by any other Chag. Right, talks about the historical background, what happened with the Yevonim, and this and that. And because of that, Chazal instituted there should be 8 days of Hallow V'Simcha, like we had tonight, Simcha. The Rambam holds, seemingly, that there's a din, not like what the Poskim say in the Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, right, that there's no din Simcha, but the Rambam said Hallow V'Simcha, which means, Basar V'Yayin, the way that Barry was Makayim tonight. Right? 8 days of Hallow V'Simcha, and then he just says, he mentions, by the way, U'madlikim es haneres v'pitchei abatim, you light the neres also, but it's days of Hallow and Simcha, and then he forgets about this madlikim es haneres and talks about Hilchos Hallow, and the Rambam's kovel all the Hilchos of Hallow in Hilchos Chanukah, which is interesting, onto itself, right? But then after going through the Hilchos of Hallow, in the next parak, he gets back to, finally, the Hilchos of how to light the menorah in your household, right? As if, the lighting of the menorah is something, on the side. The Ikar Din is Hallow V'Simcha, Hallow V'Simcha, right? And then, and then he gets back to how you light the menorah. And then, you know, in the postscript, the final halacha of Hilchos Chanukah is Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. It's a special din. You have to even sell the shirt on your back to buy Chanukah candles because of Pirsume Nisa. But then all of a sudden it shifts. It's called Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. It wasn't called Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah before. It's called the Mitzvah of Hallow V'Simcha for 8 days. Right? That's the way it was called before. Right, and now he calls it Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. Right, it's something very, very chashuv. That first you even have to sell. Right, you even have to get that, please. Right, you got to even sell. Right, the shirt that's on your back. Right, Laharos Ulgalos Hanes. Right, there's a shift that used to be called the Mitzvah of the Days of Chanukah. Now it's called Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. And that's also the lashon that there is at the end of the Hakdama to the Yalla Chazaka, right? It talks about that even though there's Taryag Mitzvahs, that which Chazal instituted Kriyas HaMegillah and Ner Chanukah, right? It's not, they're not being moisif on what the Torah said, not being over on Baal Tosef, right? Because, you know, Chazal have the authority to do that as long as they don't claim that the Torah claimed, that the Torah said to do that. It's an amazing thing. Right, that first was called that there's the mitzvah is of the days of Chanukah, and on these days you also light the candles, and then it becomes mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Right? So before we get back to all these questions that we raised, right, to touch up the lashon of what it says in the Maos Tzur. Ufartzu chomos migdolai, vitimu koashmanim. So the lashon is uminoiser kankanim nasa nesa shoshanim. Was left over from the cans. Noser kankanim. From that there was a nes la shoshanim. Now what's pshat in that? Just tell them what that means. Right? Left over from the cans. Right? And we find its lashon in its form nes pach hashemen. Right? The nace of the can of oil. Can. Right? The kankan. Right? So that's it. Before we get back to that, right, in the Lashon of Alan Nisim, which is another kasha they ask, nace Pach Hashem is not mentioned. Like we mentioned, we should have mentioned this before, right, that Yosefa doesn't mention nace Pach Hashem, right? The Sefer HaMakim doesn't mention nace Pach Hashem, right? So in Alan Nisim also, we say in Tefillah three times a day.
Well, he was a historian. If he didn't witness it, I didn't know.
Fine.
So he wouldn't put it into his history. Okay. 100 years earlier anyway. Hmm? It would have to be 100 years earlier anyway, because he was in the time of the Romans.
That time, yeah.
So the Hanukkah has to be 100 years earlier with the time of the Egyptian Assyrian. So you wouldn't.
No, so you're on the right track, right? But you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. But in Alan Nisim, it's also not mentioned. Vidniku neros b'chatzos koshecha. It's not referred to the menorah, because chatzos means outside, right? Nes pach Hashem is not mentioned, right? But in that in the lashon over there, right? It says giborim biad chaloshim, rabim biad maatim, tmei biad torim shemir tzigim, v'zeinim biad skei sorsecha.
So what were the names?
Right. So it was literally they lit up the chotzer. They literally lit up, you know, they lit up the courtyard. And it refers to umadlik v'saros, but pitzke abatim.
So wasn't the Beit Mikdash?
It was not referring to it. Was not chatzros, chatzer, not hechol, not hechol, no. Not mentioned at all. Right? So, but going on the Lashon over there. Giborim b'yad chaloshim. Sheker v'chazah. Sheker v'chazah. Right? By all historical accounts, the Maccabim were Giborim. The Maccabim were Giborim. You read the story in Yosefon or in Sefer Maccabim or Megillah, wherever you want, these guys put Rambo to shame. Rambo was a wuss compared to any one of these guys.
It was 13 against...
Yeah, you read any of the stories.
I know, I'm just saying.
Rabbi Biyad Matim is true. Giron Biyad Chosr is Sheker. These guys were amazing. What's up? Okay, so then it's Roshoyim Biyad Tzadikim, right? Yeah, Tzmein, excuse me. Tzmein Biyad Tzadikim, Zayim Biyad Tzadikim, Zayim Biyad Tzadikim, Zayim Biyad Tzadikim, Yal al adas, because I'm more from than you, I have to lose the war. Right? The last three, Tzmein biat term, Shrem biat sikhim, Zein biat sikhim, Zein biat sikhim, because I'm less from than you, I have to lose the war. Ma pito. You know, what's the pella? Right? So the truth is, generally speaking, without getting into the protim, the Rosh Yeshiva Zichron of Rachav, Yaakov Weinberg, used to say that in the name of the Chofetz Chaim, that he used to say, you know, Kindlech, he used to tell his Talmidim, you know, don't fight with someone unless you're both stronger than him and less Erlich. Right? Why? Right? Because the pshat is like this, you know, the problem that, you know, the Americans and Israelis have in all the campaigns that they have in trying to put the world under control, someone who's less Erlich than you will cross a red line that you're not willing to cross. Right? Right? Like human shields. Like use, you know, take a civilian population as hostage, right? They're going to use, you know, people as human shields. You're not willing to cross. So it is true, generally speaking, that someone's less Erlich than you, just with the less Erlichkeit, the fact that he's less small than you alone could allow him to win the war, because you want to cross a red line you're not willing to cross. Right? But fine, but that's generally speaking. But still, you know, why all these protim? Tmeim biat torim, reshayim biat tzadikim, v'zedim biat oskei sorasecha. So going back to the lashon of the Moz Tzur, right? Umi noser kankanim, nasa nes al shoshanim. Dover nifla mode. It's Moz Tzur is very, very old. It's not from Chazal. But it's a very, very old thing, and it's and Roy Lidaktik in the Lashon of Kankanim, the Chazal say Al Tistako Bakankan El Masha Besochel. So now the Maral and the Meforshim over there asked the obvious question. And it was said, you know, that it was coming off the Mishnah that a person who learns from Yiladim, so he sees Ochel Yain Anovim Kehos V'Yain Migiso. Now, unfermented wines, grape juice. He's drinking grape juice, but he learned from Skenim, it's like Avonim Mevushalos, and Yain Yoshan. And then Rebbe says, Al Tistako B'Kan Mashu B'Socho. So all the first men are bothered by the same question. It doesn't apply Bizmanenu, right? So like, Yala Das, because a guy looks frum and the guy looks good, right? You're not going to care about the content of what he says. Ask him to say over and see if he says good. Like, what a chazal being mazur you, al tistako bakankan, because you have a chodesh shafil yoshon embo, right? You have a yoshon, chodesh sheesh bo yoshon, and you have a yoshon shafil chodesh embo, right? You know, ask him to say over. There's a kasha that's in the Maral and the other Mefarshim. Ask him to say over. No, bizmanenu, it's not a question, right? Because, you know, it's all about image. Right? If the guy has the look, you know, that's all he needs. Right, but the first thing that were before our door asked this question. What's the question? Ask him to say over. He says good. If not. Right. So Dover Niflamod in the Pshat in the Moz Tzur, in the Pshat in that Mishnah. I'll pee what the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yugimo and Kamadumani in the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Zion. Right. That there was a Talmud Echad in Yavne that was able to be metair as tasheretz bekufnen tamim, kufnun tamim. There was a Talmud in Yavne that could bring 150 kan, gematria kan, right? 150 proofs that a sheretz is tahor, right? It's a gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, okay. Right? Kufnun tamim kan gematria kan, he bring kufnun tamim Litaris Asheris. But not only that, that's a Gemara in Erevin. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says an amazing thing, right? That ain't Moshivim b'Sanhedrin, ela mishiachol Litaris Asheris b'kuf nun tamim. That we're not going to, elevate to the Sanhedrin a judge that other than someone that could be Mitar the Asheris with kuf nun tamim. What's the Indian? What's that? Right, you want a judge sitting in the Sanhedrin, right? That could be Matar the Sheretz, which Torah said before that a Sheretz is Tomei. You want to say? Bekufnun Tamim. So the pshat al pi halacha, right, the Mefarshim explain, because Chazal say that in the halachas of how the Sanhedrin has to, you know, paskin a shaila, especially in a murder case, kulo, you know, or in any case it's chayev misa, kulo chayev zakai. Right? If all the Sanhedrin say that he's chayev, because there has to be v'shoftu seida, v'yitzil seida, there has to be at least some mezakin, right, in order to give the guy the death penalty. Right? That's why the Torah legislated. Right? If it's 100% that he's guilty, he walks.
Right? It's a kangaroo court.
Right. Oh, so why is it a kangaroo court? But why is it a kangaroo court?
Because
why is it a kangaroo court? You have to need some that are mezakeh. Kulo chayev zakai. Kulo chayev zakai. Right? So, an amazing thing. So, let's say a person killed Bifnei Bezdin, Mamish. Let's say the Bezdin themselves are the edim to the murder, which the Gemara says is a case by a trefa shaharges hanefesh, trefa, that killed someone. The only way he could ever be convicted is if he killed in front of Bezdin. Because if it's Aide Eidos, excellent, right? Because Aide Eidos, you can't convict a trefa, because every Eidos, a testimony, is you have to, it has to be kasha zomam. But there's no kasha zomam on a trefa, right? Because you know, it's not kasha zomam, right? Because they tried to kill someone who's going to die anyway. So the only way you could ever convict a trefa shargas and nefesh, the Gemara says, if he killed right in front of Bezin. Bezin themselves already ate him on, you know, they know without ate him that he's the one who killed because they saw it with their own eyes. Right? But even then, kulo chayav zakai, that's someone who could be melamed tzchus even in the most criminal way, right? And then you could put him to death. Because you have to someone at least, because kulo chayav zakai. Right, so that's why, you know, peep shot, they explain, right, in halacha, right, that there has to be someone who could even be matara, the sasheris, but kufnun tamim, because he could sit on a Sanhedrin. Because if he can't find a way to be matara sasheris, which is to be melamed tzchus, and a guy that killed right in front of him, you can never put anyone to death. If you can't put everyone to death, when it's a clear case of murder, there's going to be murder going on right, left, and center. Right. There has to be a way to be mezakeh him in some way, shape, or form in order to enforce the law. Otherwise, the law is unenforceable, and there'll be murder will be rampant everywhere, right, left, and center. Right. That's all peep shot, what they say. That, you know, the ein moshim but Sanhedrin el mishiachol etaras hasheretz bekufnun tamin.
So Dayan is allowed to say that he's potter. Because he doesn't want it to be unanimous and he really wants the guy to be chayav?
Yes, but he has to explain why he says that. He has to explain, he has to pose an argument. He has to pose a legitimate argument why he should be zakai. Right? And then you could kill him. If not, you can't kill him. Because you need v'shoftas and v'yitzil
seder.
But
he also has to vote to make him innocent.
No, but he has to be outvoted.
He has to argue, he has to actually vote. He's not voting his conscience.
Exactly.
He believes that the guy is guilty.
Yeah. How can you have
Dayanim
were aided? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Now, who are they going to bring him to? Who are they
going to
bring him to? There's no
Dayanim
were aided.
Now, fun. There's, you know, how it works in that particular case, whatever. There's still on that also. That's what Gemara says. The trip has to be hard with Nebezin. Right? How it works out, they talk about it. Yeah, how it'll play out. They have the same thing about Kiddush HaChorosh. If the Bezin itself saw Kiddush HaChorosh, how should they play out? That some of the Bezin will have to part, you know, be the Adam. I mean, okay, well, but we're talking about right now the principles, without getting into how the logistics play out. Right? So, so it's an amazing thing that the Indian of Litar Shesh, but Kufnu Tam, you know, Kan. Right? You know, it's sheker. It's mamash sheker because of Sharetz's tummy. The Torah itself said Sharetz's tummy. So the amazing thing that the kan, right, which is kli, it's a kli, sometimes doesn't reflect reality. Right. So here's an amazing thing. Right, that we have to be mizboni to understand the, you know, the hevdela mahuti between chokhmas haTorah and the chokhmas chitzonius. Right, the Indian is like this, that which they say. Right, in the it's a maimer attributed to Reb Chaim. If you can't explain it, you don't even understand it. I don't know. It sounds better in Yiddish. All right, but yeah. So. Whatever. Yeah, whatever it is. It's, I know it sounded better in Yiddish. I remember. Right? It's a famous memory of Reb Chaim. Right? If you can't explain it, you didn't understand it. Right? But it has nothing to do with reality. Right? Like, you know, the Aristotle, Newton, and Einstein, each one set a different Hesber in the exact same gravity. The exact same gravity we talk about. Right? So Einstein, Aristotle explained it. Everything is like running to its natural place. Right? And Newton explained it that bodies attract, and Einstein explained it that the bodies curve space. And, you know, the greater the mass of the body, the more of the curvature. Kayadua. Now, Lamasse, it's the same gravity. Whether you explain it like Aristotle, like Newton, like Einstein. It's the same gravity. What's the nafkamina? Put it in Kalim. Right? You know, how to explain it. The explanation of something is a description. And it's called to put it in the Kalim of the understanding of the human being. Right? The thing itself, you know, remains where it is outside of the human being. Right? The understanding, the Farshtanin, is to put in the Kalim of the Seichel and the Lev of the human being. And that's what Hesber is. What's not Hesber? You know, there's the din, and there's the hesber of the din. You know that they give us a chakira. You could be masbir like this and masbir like that. Hare chazoka is chazoka. Whatever it is, chazoka. You know, or whatever din that you're talking about, it is what it is. The hesber is how to get it into the kalim of the moach and the lev of the guy who's trying to understand it, and that's what it means. Right, if you can't explain it, you didn't understand it, because really the truth is understanding is the concept being misyashev right into the kalim of your moach and lev. That's what understanding means. And therefore, if you can't say it over, you didn't really understand it. Right? So it shows that the concept, which exists, whether you understand it or not, the concept is out there. Right? But it didn't settle right in your mind and your heart. And that's what that's really what hesberim are. You think about what's the, there's a thing and there's the hesber, right? You fit it into a chakira, right? You explain it like this. What's that explaining? Explaining is right to put into the kalim of havana, right? To put in other words, this will be a special significance to those in the Yotzos Chaim here. To put the ore in kalim, that's what havana means. Right? That's what a hesber is. You know, what in Lashon HaKodesh, to explain something is called Livaer, right? Hoyo Moshe Be'er Esatora Azos. So Chazal say, Rashi brings it, they said it over B'Shivim Lashon. Right? The truth is, why do you say B'Shivim Lashon? The truth is because to fully explain something, even Lashon HaKodesh sometimes is not adequate. Every language could be another way of explanation, that between all the explanations together, right, it sits. Like the be'er is a kli that holds the water. Right? So the Navi says, Vosi ozvu, mekor mayim chayim, lachsem boros nishborim, asher lo yachilu amayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains that the Torah culture was abandoned for secular culture, which is called asher lo yachilu amayim. Boros nishborim, broken kalim, that can't hold the water. Because right? Sometimes people are more nispoil from the explanation, from the method, more than the essence. No briskers in the crowd, right? No briskers in the crowd. I was up here 1 year. I had a Talmud once, It was this guy, his first was a Baal Tshuva. Then he was a Mizrachist. Then he came to my kollel. My kollel I had once in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and I'm a Nerizal boy, and I said everything in straight English. I spoke about contract. I spoke about obligation. And he told me once after Shir, like, listen, can you please, Rebbe, please say Kenyan. Please say Shibud. Don't talk about contracts. Don't talk about, obligations. I didn't come all this way and change my kippah srugah for a black yarmulke, right, to hear things like contract and obligations. Right? Not much. Nice to show you. Right? Sometimes, you know, I'm more hung up on the method, right, than on the essence. Right? They want to hear a certain sprach. They want to hear, you know, they want to hear the Torah said over in a certain way. And this is true in every tzibur. I didn't hear this type of word, if I didn't hear these types of words. If I didn't hear Skype and I didn't hear certain current events, right? If I didn't hear these words, I didn't hear the type of, you know, word I want to hear, right? All right, that really, that the jargon that the word is captured is a method, it's kli. Some people want the kalim more than they want the or that the kli captures, right? And kayadua, right? The you know what we learn in Teres HaAri over and over again, right? That the Indian is that we need Orus in Kalim, right? There's the concept itself, there's the thing itself, and then there's how it's captured and it's, you know, received and absorbed, right? In Kalim. Right, in a certain understanding and a certain appreciation. Right? But the understanding and the appreciation and the way it's explained is something extraneous to the concept itself. Right? You're capturing the concept. Right? So you can explain gravity like Aristotle, you can explain gravity like Newton, and you can explain gravity like Einstein. And it makes no difference, really, in your day-to-day life. This issue of how it makes more sense to you, how it's more settled in your own mind and heart. But the problem is, right, sometimes people want more the kli than the or that it captures. Right? So the or is or. The kli is choshech. Right? But there's sometimes how the kli could help appreciate the or, like the Pasuk says in Kohelet, rather, ki yisron or min ha-choshech. You could see the advantage of the or from the darkness contrast. Sometimes the kli helps you appreciate. But the kli is also sometimes something that obscures. Now, an example, right, to the far extreme, is someone who reads poetry. You know, the Rambam Kayadua felt, you know, had very little regard for poetry, writes in all his writings. Right, what does poetry discuss? What does it discuss? Anything. Anything and everything. Events from day-to-day life, like the sunset, like the wave, you know, by an ocean. Right, so a person reads poetry and says, that's so beautiful. Right? And a person will lock himself in a room reading poetry and miss out on the sunset that the poetry describes and miss out on the wave that the poetry describes. And it's not the pshat that if you steig really, really, really tief in the poetry, you'll get a little bit of that wave or a little bit of that sunset. Right? He's more enthused with the kli than the thing itself that the kli is coming to try to capture. Right? So that's what the pshat is that the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba. Tov vavos choshech, tov is golos bovel. Right? Vavo is golos modai, vavil vavo is hovon, vesa choshech zu yavon. Darkness is yavon. Right? That the pshat is like this. That Yavon were the ones, that was the civilization that developed most the Kalim. Because the truth is like this. Aside from beauty and aesthetics and things like that, all the things that are attributed to Yavon, right? But even logic is an amazing thing to understand, right? Logic is just a vessel, right? That you hope that the thing that you're trying to describe fits into a logical framework. But the framework, the logical framework, is a kli, right? And you're trying to fit an idea into that kli. But the idea is whatever it is. It is whatever it is, right? And you're trying to fit it into a pattern of logic. But the method doesn't necessarily reflect reality. You hope that the method could encompass reality, but lav dafka, that the method is and reality are synonymous. The Yavonim developed method. Aside from the beauty and aesthetics, you have for you social yefes, right? The beauty, right? Which is kulo kalim. But even logic is just a kli to try to hold and to describe a concept that you see in physics or even something in metaphysics. Now you want to put it in logical kalim. But the method is not the thing itself, right? It's a hasbara. It's a be'er. It's not the mayim. It's not the mayim that fills the be'er. It's a be'er, right? It's a bi'ur. It's a bi'ur, a way of trying to describe it to someone else, right? The mistake of the Yevonim was, right, that they thought that the methods that they developed were the thing itself. So that which already, from the days of Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and from that he too lichtov sasform yevonis, that we could taka put divrei Torah into kalim yevonim. We could put it, divrei Torah are allowed to be Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer af sform lo tu lichtov el yevonis. You could put yevonis, you could put Torah into yevonis. Then they develop good kalim, and there's a heter to translate the Torah theoretically into Yevonis, right? That they develop good kalim, that but it's yofi, the kli is what makes beautifies it, right? It's adorned and it's decorated by the kli that it's in, like a good label around a bottle, right? But it's not the mahut. The mahut is the or, right? The yofi is the kli. I heard from Rav Ruderman Zichron Levracha, no Hasidim here, right? Except for Rav Tzvi, right? No, right? I heard from Ruderman, the last of the great big misnagdim. He said, Chassidus is toiv v'yofe. Aber es das gor weit, toiv v'yofe, von emes v'yotziv. Right?
Same words.
Right? Very good. You heard this word. Ruderman used to say it over. What?
Famous.
Yeah. Ruderman used to say it. Right? Toiv v'yofe is very, very far from emes v'yotziv. So it could be beautiful, a beautiful idea. Right, but it doesn't reflect reality. I had a friend that knew a friend, right, that used to win every single contest to write an amazing chiddush. He had a science of how to win every competition on a shtickle Torah. He used to ask 500 kashas, and the 500 kashas had nothing to do with each other. Totally 500 disparate kashas. He invented a yesod. Now, the yisod had no basis, not in diuk and not in svara yishara, but if the yisod is true, it answers all 500 kashas, right? If it's true, it answers all 500 kashas. He used to always with the kashas hand down, right?
Because good raya is true for the answer.
What?
If you can answer 500 kashas, it's a
pretty good raya, it's true. No, because you understand, that's how the mind works, right? Because you're up 499. Because you used to have 500 things shver, now you have one thing shver, the etzem yisod, right? But you're up by 499, right? And the judge has never caught the trick, right? Never caught the trick, because lefi maris ayin, you're up by 499. You only have one thing shver, the etzem yisod. The thing itself is shver, right? But 499 kashas have been forever, right? Right, maybe the mistake is when you mistake the method for the thing itself, or the method usurps the thing itself. Any briskers here? No. Right. People want to hear the method and they want to hear the sprach more than they want to hear whether it really is miyash of the Rambam or not, or Rambam meant it or not. Right? That's the problem, and that's the problem that Yevonim had, and that's what Chazal mean. Al tistako bakankan. So as Farshman explained, the guy says zor gor gut. He says good. Shad is that it's a good kankan. It's a kankan yoshan. Ba'afil cholish embo. It doesn't reflect reality. He has a good method. He has a good way of delivery. He could construct, right, a good argument. But it's not reflective of reality itself.
Yeah, the Sfarim say reality, the only real reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
So they bring down, this from the Ari, it says, the last of the Midas is Benaki Lo Yanaki. It says that's on top of the Kankan, because if you take the words Benaki Lo Yanaki and you take out the Kankan, you're left with Yudke Bokke. You're left with HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Excellent.
So when
you beautiful.
Take out the Kankan and you're left with the only real reality, Hashem.
Yafeh. Beautiful.
It's not me, it's
the reason.
Don't we have that? I mean, Rabbi Shmuel has 13 principles to do the Torah. Isn't right. that just a method? And therefore, when we're doing all these things, we're, right. we're doing the same thing.
No, okay, very good. So that's, okay, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in just a second. Very good. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. But, you know, shall I get the next step? That the method, Kankan is the method. Right? You know, the logic, argumentation, because of constructed logic and argumentation on Sheker Gomor. That's what it means that the Kan, the Kli, you can be Metaris Hasheretz, but Kuf Nun Tamim. Right? And all the argumentation, if you could be Matara one way, then somebody go the other way, that's the Gamach of Kan Kan. Because for every argument you can make one way, you can make an argument the other way, and that's the Gamach of Kan Kan. All right? Argumentation, you can argue
it's
one side.
It's called sophistry. That's what the word is, sophist. There's
go
no
ahead.
Truth. It's only arguments. That's what sophist is.
Very good. That's Kan Kan.
You don't believe in any truth.
Very good. And that's Kan Kan. Kufnun tamim letar sherets. Mistam for every tam letar sherets, because I've come with tam letame sa sherets. And neither of them, right? Because the Torah already was geyser on its sherets, that's tame. Right? Al tistako bakan kan, omashi besoho. Don't be impressed with the method and the argumentation, is what the Mishnah means to say. Right? Look at wheel. Does it reflect reality? Does it not reflect reality? Does it capture? It's masbir. It's a good description and a good way of capturing the ore. Because you could have your kan kan yashan afilu chodash einbo. It's mamish kalim rekim. Boros nishborim asher lo yachilu hamayim.
Let's say with learning Torah, isn't the whole point of learning Torah to be osek in it? So really,
right.
that's really the ore of Torah.
Right.
Is to be delving into it and be thinking outside.
Right, and put it in Kalim. And that's the point that we want
so
to get to.
The Kalim of Torah is the ore as well.
That's right. No, so that's, you know, that's so in Esekat Torah, we're trying to put the ore of Torah into Kalim. Correct. Right? That's the whole point. That we should try to understand and now that, as we're going to explain, you know, the Indian of Yigiyah Batara, to toil, is to emamish, with that you could put the ore of Torah, which is divine, into the kalim of the human being, right? But that's what a person has to be wary of. Sometimes the method becomes something usurps the truth, as opposed to be a way of capturing and describing the truth. So like, you know, the golem, as it were, rebels against its own master, and it becomes, you know, usurps the truth itself. And that's what it means. That I feel from Leituch Tov El Yavonis, that really Torah could have been translated to Yavonis, but Achoshech Zua Yavon, because they wanted to take their method as being all that there is. Right, and there is no ore that has to be kalim for. It is the thing itself, and that's why it's called choshech. Right, but the truth, the sciences and the arts, right, and the logic are supposed to be kalim. They're supposed to be filled with ore. They wanted to make it the thing itself, and that's why it's called choshech. It's supposed to be a kli for the ore, but it should be no the thing itself, and it should be instead of the ore. And that's why it's choshech zuyavan. Right. So that's what it means, right? As mitzad method, right? Mitzad method, right? You should be able to, you know, even afil letaris hasheretz, right? That's to get the method down, because the method could even come there to even make a case for sheker. And this is a davar nifla mod, because the place for sheker in the world is as a enhancer for emes. Right, we say that we have to put the ore into kalim. One of the biggest kalim that we have for understanding is called contrast. Like the Kol says, ki yisro na'or min achoshech. The advantage, right, that light has over darkness. Yisron, more. Right, the Akharish Baruch Hu was bore the choshech and was bore the whole potential of Ra to be a kli for the emes. Right, the fact that there's, you know, Akharish Baruch Hu, as it were, you know, fractured the world, right? There should be Tov versus Ra, Emes versus Sheker, because through contrast makes a kli to appreciate the Emes. This says throughout in the Ksavim of the Ramchal, right? That the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tov, he also facilitated Sheker, and he facilitated Ra. Why? Because it makes a kli, for the Tov and the Emes, right? Because one of the ways for us to appreciate, which is Kalim, to have an achiza, a way to have a grasp on what's Emes and what's Tov, is by contrast. And that this way, that even though we say God can't be known, but we could be appreciated by contrast. And our Kodesh created contrast for that purpose, to give us a Kalim, right? Kalim to appreciate it. But the problem is that how the potential for Ra and Sheker, you know, they take that and they run with it. And they run with it and they try to usurp Malchus Shamayim. That's the problem. But it was all there to be enhancers to appreciate and be a kli for the Tov. Right? To adorn and to appreciate the Tov and the Emes by contrast. Right? Yovan came and developed the method, developed the Kalim. Right? Developed the Kalim for the purpose of, an alternate truth. Use the method. The method becomes, as it were, its own truth, as opposed to being a way to apprehend and contain reality. Right? Right? But reality is kolo, both. Right? It's kolo, everything. And this is what the Shloss says. It is Pirush on Alan Nisim. In his Pirush on Alan Nisim, he says, there's five things over here. Giborim biad chaloshim, rabim biad matim, tmeim biad torim, rishoyim biad tzadikim, zedim biad oskei sorosecha. Five. Right? It says the Shloah HaKadosh. Right? It's all about the five partsufim, the kaidur, the esther spheres, subdivide, they categorize it to five partsufim, which is the binyan of the Adam, right? And the Adam is built out of five, the esther spheres, which are five partsufim, Keser, Abba, Ima, Zer, and Nukve. These are the five madregas of, Cholosh, Ma'atim, Tahirim, Tzadikim, and Oskei Sorosecha. Explains the Shloah. Right? Keser, right, is so removed that it's called B'mufam Mucha Al Tidrosh. So it's Chalash. There's hardly any type of revelation of it. Right? Chochma is called Ma'at. It's first called the Yesh Me'ayin, a Chochma Me'ayin Timatze, but still very little, right? Because it's just the thing itself, right? Right, and then Bina is, thing becomes expanded, right? But we find that Bina is all about Tahara, like it says by Paraduma. That Paraduma, Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Darshan, it's also Medrash Rabbah, Tavo Ima V'Tekaneach Tzoas Bina. Paraduma is called the Ima, right? Cleans up after the poop of his son, right? That Bina brings Tahara, right? And then, Zer Ampin is Tzadikim, it ends off with Yisod, Yosef HaTzadik, right? That Vamech Kulam Tzadikim as opposed to Rishayim, right? And finally, everything has to be Almanas La'asos, and that's Malchus, Almanas La'asos. That's Esek HaTor, to actually do and perform Almanas La'asos. All right, as opposed to Zedim, who do evil, b'mezid. Right? That the pshat is we had a conflict with them. What makes a man? They perfected the method, and we said we have the essence. But the essence has everything, and that's so. It says the Shloah, the correct way to read it is, giborim b'yacholoshim, that the cholosh has biyodo and encompasses also the gibor, right? The Ma'at encompasses the Rov. It's Biyodo. Right? And Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. Zedim Biyad Tzadikim. Everything has a Biyodo, right? That the truth has in it also all the beauty of the Kalim. And the problem is that the Kalim want to rebel against the Or that they're meant to, retain. Right? And then by the Nes of Chanukah, we brought all the Kalim back also. We brought the Kalim back. We didn't just get back the Or. But we also got back the Kalim. Giborim biyad chalashim, rabim biyadatim. It was all biyad. We got it all back. That we got back the thing itself plus the kli that's meant to retain it. All right, guys, we're coming full circle.
Well, right. That could be why they ask, how come the Chanukah, the Lashon of Chanukah, makes Hakashemah?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Now we're getting to it. We're getting there. No, very good. Shai was mechavim to the whole hemshach. Right, we got the kalim back also.
You should come Monday nights.
You should come Monday nights. Oh man, we should come.
We'll let him back.
Yeah, we'll let him back. Right. No, we got the Kalim back. So this is the of Chanukah Sabais, Shteden Svasemes. The Lashon of Chanoch, right, is to put Or in Kalim. Put Or in Kalim. That's the difference between Chinuch and Limud. You throw information at someone. That's called to be Melamed. That's not called Chinuch. Chinuch is that where the Or gets absorbed into the Kli. This is the Hesber, the Svasemes writes in the Likutim, and what the verb Chinuch. And that's what it has to do with inauguration and with also being mechanech someone. You're a good mechanech when he understands the Torah as misyashev hetev in his kelim of moach and lev. You put the or in kelim. That's what the pasuk says. Chanoch lenar al pi darko. Gam ki yazkin lo yasarimena. That's why even when he grows old, he'll never deviate. Because it's settled. The Torah settled in this kelim. It's settled there. Right, and that's why he'll never deviate. He's going to keep the Torah, you know, ad zikna v'ad seva, gam ki yaskin lo yasri mena. And that's what it is by Chanukah Sabais. The whole avod of chinuch is to put the or in the kli that the divinity settles, right, in the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, right. And that's what it means over there. Al pi the Rambam in Perek Zayin of the Mira, yolad, right, to give birth also means to. Rambam says even to give an idea over is also called to be molid. And that with this Rambam, you understand what it means in Chazal, in Halacha, that there's avos and toldos. No, there's lamites, avos, malachos, and there are toldos. It's the same concept. The concept is passing over to the next generation. Like the Rambam explains in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos. Right, you know, you have a, what's the concept of tochen? To make a one body into small bodies? So, just like, you know, that's when the Mishko is taught, you know, to make a chita into flour, right? But also, you know, to take a piece of clump of earth and to pulverize it, it's also called tochen, same concept. So, amalam ischav ben chavero Torah ki'ilum yoldo, right? When the idea reaches another generation, that's called yelet. Rambam writes that. Right? It's an amazing word. That which Shase was called Vayod Bidmuso Bitsalmo. He was 130 years when he had kids. He was one day old when he had Kain Vevo. Kain Vevo weren't called his kids because they didn't adopt the Torah of Adam Rishon. Right? Shase was Makabal, the Torah of Adam Rishon. It's called Vayod Gevi Bigat. Right? That which we call the Goyim B'nai Noach. We're also B'nai Noach. You know, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't hatch, right? Why are Goyim called Bnei Noach? We're called Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're also Bnei Noach because they accepted the Torah of Noach, the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and the morality and the system of conduct of Noach. That's why they're called Bnei Noach, right? That the Torah of Noach lives by them. They're kelim for the Torah of Noach. We're not kelim for the Torah of Noach. We're the kelim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The old Rachmanim by Shem Gomlei Chasadim. Right, we are kalim for a different idea. That's all merumas by Chanukah Sabayis. Right, that you know that Rav Moshe Dash says how old Adam Rishon was when he had kids. How old Noach was when he had kids. And then it's merames on Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Matan Torah, because the truth is like this: even what there is by Umas Ha'olam, it all belongs to Am Yisrael. Right, by contrast. The contrast is also a big kli to appreciate, gives us kelim to appreciate. Ki yisro na'or min ha'choshech. Ki yisro na'or min ha'choshech. And then we get back to the Lashon of Moel's Torah. Umi noisar kankanim. Ki yisro na'or min ha'choshech. Umi noisar kankanim. Right? That you know, the Yevonim were big in kankanim. They made kelim. Right? But ki noisar kankanim, that which was beyond, ki yisro. Nasa Nesla Shoshanim. What's what Am Yisrael is called Shoshanim. Why? So the Zohar says in the Hakdama. Hakdama to Bereishis. Right? Am Yisrael Knesset is called Kishoshana Ben Achochim because a Shoshana has everything. Right? It has red. It has white. It has Chasodim. It has Gevuras. It has, you know, the Shoshana is Merame is on that Am Yisrael is a Kli that holds everything. Chasodim and Gevuras. Everything that the world has to offer is all by Am Yisrael. It has the Or and all the Kalim. Everything is by Am Yisrael. Right? So now here's the amazing thing to understand. Right? that in the days when Hanukkah originally occurred, right? So it was, they were osik in Chanukas HaMizbeach, literally, Chanukas HaMizbeach. The Megillas Tanis says, take a look, right? Why is Hanukkah 8 days? Because they're osik in renovating the Mizbeach for 8 days. Like we say in Masor, Chanukas HaMizbeach. Like Yosefin calls it, you know, Hanukkah was Chag Chanukas HaMizbeach. It took 8 days to renovate the Mizbeach. But you have to understand, the amazing vort of the Beis HaMikdash is that it's Kalim. Mamad Har Sinai was the greatest event of divine revelation. Now, if you knew where Har Sinai really is, it's not that bogus place where the tour guides take you. It's someplace in Saudi Arabia. But anyway, you found the right place in Saudi Arabia. There's no issue to walk on Har Sinai, even though there was the greatest divine revelation there ever in history. Nothing will ever parallel what happened on Har Sinai. And there's no issue to walk there. Right? And yet in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a far less Gilui Elokus, you're not allowed to walk there. What's pshat? What's pshat? Because Har Sinai had no kalim to absorb the kedusha that was there. It was there, and then it was gone. And there's also every place that the Mishkan ever was, Gilgal, Shiloh, you could go there, and you could be Tamei Keri, you could be Tamei Mace. There's no problem whatsoever, because there's no kalim to be Mekabel and absorb that Kedusha permanently. The Beis Olamim of Hara Moria had Kalim. And that's why the Kedusha that was Chal there is never bottled. And you're not allowed to go there, I feel Bizman Azeh, you know, Tomei Meis or Tomei Keri, Kolshkein. You're not allowed to go there. Right? In the days of, you know, Bayis Sheni, right, when they re-inaugurated the Mishkan, right, the simcha was that they got their kalim back, because Yavon was mitamid the kalim, right? And now they drove them out and they renovated the whole thing. They got their kalim back, and that was the big simcha that the Shechina Shor Bisrael, even though Nevuah was already bottled, but they saw that b'chol zot Shechina Shor Bisrael, Am Yisrael has kalim to makabel Shechina. Right? And that was the simcha that there was then. And that's why we could ask halachically, right? The whole makor for Hanukkah is Megillas Tanis in halacha, and Butler Megillas Tanis. Why do we keep Hanukkah b'zman hazeh? Right? And it says Megillas Tanis before us. Why is it 8 days? It's 8 days because they renovated the Beis HaMikdash for 8 days. Right? And why is it, you know, why do we say hallow? Because whenever we have a Yeshua, you know, we say hallow. Right? And all that got abolished 200 years later. Why do we keep Hanukkah b'zman hazeh? Why? Right? And now you understand why Yosefin doesn't mention the Neis Pach HaShemen. Right? Because that wasn't the reason why they kept. Yosefin lived b'zman she'beis HaMikdash hayakayim. B'zman she'beis HaMikdash hayakayim, they didn't keep Hanukkah because of Neis Pach HaShemen. They kept it because they got the Beis HaMikdash back, which is our kalim. We got our kalim back. Yavon tried to conquer our kalim. We got our kalim back to hold Elokus. But what's our shaychus to Hanukkah after Chorban Abayis? That's the whole end of Chorban, so we lost our kalim, that we don't have a clean kalim to hold the Shechina anymore. And it's called Shechinta Begalusa. What's our shaychus to Hanukkah ever since? Right? Neis Pach HaShemen. And that's why Neis Pach HaShemen in their days was not emphasized. And the Sforim there from that time don't emphasize Neis Pach HaShemen because they celebrate that we got the kalim for Elokus back to Pshuto. Right? That we had got the Beis HaMikdash back, kalim to hold Elokus in Olam HaZeh. We have the kalim to capture divinity. But now Bizman HaChorban, what's our Shachas to Hanukkah? Then the emphasis shifted to the Neis Pach HaShemen. Right? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, right, that there are kalim for Elokus. Afil bizman Chorban Abayis. You don't have the kalim to hold Elokus on in physical reality, but you have the kalim to hold Elokus in the mind, and that's an amazing thing. Right, there's a hevdel mahuti between the din of Talmud Torah of Torah Shebichsav and the din of Talmud Torah of Torah Shebaalpeh. I believe we mentioned this last year. Right, how do you yotze yechiv to learn Torah Shebichsav? Just read it. Just read it. Yotze, you don't have to understand it. Torah Shebaalpeh, you're not Yotze if you don't understand. Mishnah and Talmud, you're not Yotze if you don't understand. Because the truth is like this. Mishnah and Talmud don't have a din of Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? The Oisius of Mishnah and Talmud are not Kalim to hold that ore of Elokus. They are just signposts. signposts. There's Avdo Mauti. The Isis of Torah Shemichsav, those Isis are Kalim that hold the Lokos, and that's why you don't have to understand what you're learning, that to be Yotze Talmud Torah. And on this, them are Hamor Sheba Machzir Al Mutav, even without understanding, that's on Torah Shemichsav. Because the Isis that are in Kisvei HaKodesh hold the Elokus. The Isis of Mishnah and Talmud are not Kalim. They're not Kalim that Batsim hold the Or. What holds the Or is the Seichel. That's why you're not Yotze Talmud Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh unless you understand what you're learning. The Kli is, you know, in the mind. Right? And that's what the Iris of the Menorah represent. Right? The Oros of the Menorah represent, that is the Medrash Rabbah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, that which the Nesiim brought, that they brought Korbonus. Korbonus, Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there's Korbonus. But Ba'ata, Le'olam, Elmur Pener Yor Yishiva Saneros, right? So says the Medrash, the Le'olam, Elmur Pener Yor Yishiva Saneros, the Neros of the Ma'arocha are forever, right? Who was ever Mekai in the mitzvah of Nera Ma'arocha ever since Bais? Yeah, ever since Chorban Bais. What's Pshat in the Medrash? Right? The Pshat is that the Ner of the Or of the Ner represents the, right, that the Seichel, the Ner Hashem Nishmas Olam, the Neshama of the Olam is itself a Kli for Elokus. And that's the Achon for Golos. Now that's why we celebrate Chanukah Fil B'Zman Zeh. Even though Butler Megillas Tanis, because the nace of Pach HaShemen kicked in. For the Doros that were before Churban HaBayis, those 200 years, the ikkar was that they renovated the Beis HaMikdash because they had a Beis HaMikdash. For us, the nace Pach HaShemen kicks in, right? And that became the ikkar. The focus of Hanukkah shifted after Churban HaBayis, that the pshat is what holds on to Elokus is the Ner HaShem Nishmas Adam, that we carry divinity in our minds. In our minds. That's where we carry divinity. And that's the Klif Elokus. That's what holds it. Right? The Kalim of Elokus is in the mind, right? In the Havana, right? In the Torah, and that's what the Pshat in Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? And with this, we can understand that the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah was going in historical order. The Chachom Shebaoso Dor, Tiknu, that these days of Hallow are Yemei Hallow V'Simcha, Ubadlikim, Ner Chanukah was, as it were, secondary. Because like the Megillas Tana says, the reason why they were Madlik Ner Hanukkah is because they miraculously reconstructed menorah was Nechrav, Aidei Yevonim. They reconstructed a menorah out of seven stakes of lead, ba'atz. The correct year says, Bibba'atz. They with lead, they rebuilt a menorah. Now that's why they lit menorah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But after Churban HaBayis, that's so Chacham Sheba Oso Dor, it's Yimei Hallow V'Simcha, they were just had partying for 8 days. And the Halakas Neros was secondary. But after Churban HaBayis, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiya Ma'od, right, the emphasis shifted to Neis Pach HaShemen. Because Neis Pach HaShemen was, as it were, on reserve for the Zman of Golos. It was man of Gauls. They were going to lose our Kelim. Because only in the Churban HaBayis, so we don't have Kelim to hold the Shechina anymore. We don't have Kelim to absorb and to appreciate the Shechina. Right? So the Neis Pach HaShem became Iker. Right? That the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us a lesson. Right? That the Shechina could dwell in each and every one of us with the Havana in Torah. And the Havana in Torah is the Kli. The Havana of Torah is the Kli. And it's something very important to understand. Now, this, I apologize in advance to all those who I'll offend. Right, that Antiochus, right, and Torquemada, right, Hitler and Stalin, right, could only be jealous, right, of how Art Scroll destroyed Am Yisrael, right, because you know what I'm saying? The in Torah Shebaal Peh, the Veriter is not the Kli, and that's in Torah Shebichsav. In Torah Shebichsav, that's the din of Kisvei HaKodesh that the Oisius of Mamish Malbish the Oiris. Now the Oros Mamashon is sounds clear. That's why you don't have to understand the Torah Shav that you learn, and you have Hamor Sheba Machzir Lemutav. That's in Torah Shibachsav. In Torah Shav, the Farshtanin is Alts. The Farshtanin is the Kli. The Farshtanin, the Kalim is not the Oisius. The Kalim is the Havana, right? And that's what the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Neshama is where the and that's why you have a din of Amelus Batera, because the Kli to hold Elokus in Torah Shebaal Peh is the Amelus. That's the kli that holds the Torah, not the verter. The verter, that which Esau Shoshan and Fil Torah Secha, that they put the Torah Shebaal Peh into words. It wasn't like Kisvei HaKodesh, that it mamish the Ur of Torah Shebaal Peh is chal on the verter of the Mishnah Talmud. It's not. The words of the Mishnah Talmud are just signposts. The Torah is in that direction. The kli for the Torah Shebaal Peh always remains the mind, and what makes kalim for the mind to hold the elokus of Torah Shebaal Peh, right, is the amelus and the yegiah, right, and that's what the Nes Pach Hashem was. The Nes Pach Hashem was a hachana for the golus, the shaychus that Chanukah has for when there won't be a Beis Hamikdash anymore, because the Beis was only for 200 years. That was all. Chazor Machzor Yeser Masayim Shana. Kushan Rambam, but after the whole thing was bottled. So what's our Shaychus to Chanukah from that point onwards? Our Shaychus to Chanukah from that point onwards is Neis Pach Hashem. Right, the idea that the Elokus is Chal on the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that the Adam Alein, his Seichel, is the Kli to hold the Or. Right? And that's the Indian. The Neis Pach Hashem, the emphasis shifted after Chorban HaBayis to Neis Pach Hashem. But Neis Pach Hashem was an aside while the Beis Mishra Yekayim. Right, but after Chorban HaBayis, they realized Neis Pach Hashem was Meramez on his man of the Golos, that the Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the Neshama could still be a Kli to hold the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's how we're still living Bizman Hazeh, that the Amelus Batera, and the Yegiah in Torah, that's what makes Kalim to hold the Elokus, Afil Bizman HaGolus, Abias Gol, Tzedek Bimhera B'Yameinu.
That's what you can say. That's why there's no Masechus Chanukah.
That's correct.